I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
The top 100 players in college football just came out. Are there any Utes and Cougars on the list? Rivals has arrived. All right, welcome to another episode of Rivals. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck here. Sports Illustrated has come out with its top 100 players of the college football season. And a bit of a surprise, I'm going to have to say. A bit of a surprise. A bit of maybe not so much of a surprise. So here's what happened. The Utes landed four players in the top 100 in the country. BYU landed no players.
What is this crap?
What do you mean, what's this crap?
God.
Well, they don't have a player that's in the top 100.
No,
crap.
No, you know what it is? It's dang Independence rearing its ugly head again. It's just you get no recognition from the and no love from the big media nationally and all the conference support and everything else, and it's just another check on the list against Independence. It kills you.
Do you think there's a player on BYU's roster right now that deserves to be in the top 100 in the country? Then
I think Travis Wilson. I mean, Travis? That takes me back to Utah.
You know, Travis played at Utah.
I know.
Just saying.
Hey, come on, man. I'm a dad. I'm a grandpa.
And
I have
Zach
the right
Wilson's
to
dad played at Utah.
Zach Wilson.
Okay. All right.
Zach Wilson, I mean.
Well,
I messed that
you know,
up.
He'll probably make it next year.
Yeah.
There was a Utah State player that actually made this list, but it's not who you think.
Well, yeah, that one surprised me. I mean, I thought Utah State could get a couple guys in there. And
so
Jordan
Love, who had a great season last year, was not on this list.
See, I really like Jordan Love. I think he's the best quarterback right now in Utah. I mean, he's pretty sharp.
So that was a surprise. Maybe Zach Wilson gets there next year. I mean, he didn't play the whole season.
Yeah,
he played
that's
the easier
true.
Part of the season. Everyone's excited about Zach
for that
Wilson.
Impact. Yeah.
But are there other players at BYU that maybe should be on this list?
Not in the top 100.
Not
right
the
now.
Top 100. Well, what are you complaining about then?
I because it just stinks. I'm mad because I'm a.
So
coup.
you're just a mad former alumni then.
I'm a mad former alumni because I want to see more BYU guys in there because it's a statement of the where the program is at this time, right? And I know you're rebuilding with Sitake, but it's just frustrating. I mean, maybe that's a better way of saying it. It's frustrating because in my day it was BYU with four guys on that list, and Utah would be lucky to get one. And now it's the tables have flipped on us, and it's really frustrating for me.
I'm sorry. I feel no sympathy for you, though, because I've been on the other side of it.
I see your smirk across the room.
Take your medicine just like I did.
I know.
All I can tell you is things never stay the same.
Things are always
changing, and it will change again. I don't know when, and it probably today feels like never, but you know what? It changes.
BYU is going to get its day. They get doing it right. If they're doing it right, they're going to have their players in there.
So here's the Utah players that made it. Zach Moss is 88. Does that seem surprising? Is he, you know, a lot of people say he's the best player on the Utah football team, and he's the lowest ranked Ute on the whole list. Do you think it has to do with being injured the last part of the season? I think Zach Moss is a real talent. Watching him last year, he was a special running back, was able to find holes in very small spaces. You know, he's really good at good north-south, hard-hitting runner who there's some guys that just always find a way to get tackled. Yeah. And he was a guy that always found a way to make a few extra yards or make some people miss. And it was really impressive to watch until he got injured. I mean, he was a big part of
the team. I would agree with
that.
I like him, too, for the same reasons you do. I love a slashing north and south runner that can really hit that hole. You know, and they make a decision, and they hit it, and they hit it fast. I like him, but you're right. The injuries hurt him, and, you know, the top 100 in the country, it probably, I think that's legit to put him in that situation.
He's in the conversation.
He's in the conversation, which is great. To be in the conversation is what you want at the start of the season because, hey, it can bidding. Hey, Utah goes undefeated, runs the table, wins the Pac-12 championship. There's going to be all kinds of accolades at the end of the season and recognition, right?
Yeah.
So if he's in the conversation now, he's in a good he's in a good position.
77 is Lucky Fotu. I think Zach's a better player, but he's ranked higher.
Yeah.
I know that Utah's defensive line preseason's well thought of.
Getting a lot of publicity.
Getting a lot of publicity. 51 is Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson might be the top pro prospect at Utah. He is a talent at cornerback, very athletic, very long. It's kind of one of those, you know, he can play on an island type of corners. But he was at 51, and which I think is probably about, you know, is probably about, I think
it's pretty dang good for a defensive back.
Yeah,
you know,
it really
to
is
get that type of recognition.
And then rounding this out for Utah is at 22 is Bradley Anae.
That is a sweet number. I mean, that's, you get up there 22.
Yeah.
On this, I mean, that's great recognition. And, you know, Anae, I'm really pumped about him, and I'm really excited to watch him play this year because it's, you know, we haven't had a defensive end like that, you know, in a long time in the state, getting that kind of recognition anyways.
And he's the top rated defensive player in the Pac-12 defensive line. He had the best grade, the best pro grade as far as people were concerned. So the Utes are well represented, and if you were to kind of lay this out, Anae's a first round draft choice. Jalen Johnson's a second round draft choice. Fotu is a third round draft choice, and then Zach's, you know, in the top four rounds. You have four rounds
depending on the season. I mean, if he really rocks a great season, he's going to improve his draft choice.
But you just, you know, this it's well represented for Utah. A little shocking for Jordan Love at Utah State.
Yeah, I absolutely would add him in.
And there's probably one player at BYU in the top 100. I would think.
Yeah, I mean, the MP kid at center is getting a lot of publicity right now, and they're really pushing him. You know, you don't have any big stars returning on defense, you know, from last year that, you know, honestly, they deserve it right now. That's not to say, you know, there's not going to be somebody step up and have a great year this year that really pops up on the radar, you know, on the defense for BYU. You know, hopefully they have that, but – you know, they're coming back. I think the talent they recruited, you see somebody from BYU or maybe two or three on there. Definitely two, you'd think, next year.
I think BYU's turning a corner.
They're turning a corner. Yeah. I
think they're going to lose the game this fall, but they're turning a corner.
Well, the offensive line, honestly.
What's our bet, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Well, dude, because we bet on this. I can't remember what the bet
is. You're at a point.
Whoa, Jason's wife just gave me a look like, serious.
Because my family's so mad at you for cutting my beard off last year.
And it grew back just fine. Seriously, she's not going to die from this?
Because I can grow a beard like no.
I know, so I'm disappointed that I didn't get to shave it all off.
But it hurts
feelings. I just
got
to trim it.
Oh, you can't touch the mustache, man. That is like sacred. I can. The mustache is like... That's like Civil War. That's like
what was
Mars
and
the Coys.
I think I had to shave my head bald if Utah lost. Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah, cause you're so cocky right now because you have the advantage.
No, look,
you're like thinking you're all bad.
You were winning for three quarters last year. The game's the first one of the season in Provo. You know how Kalani plays that first game of the year. He's almost unbeatable.
It's the game of the year for him.
Man, I don't know. I don't know if Utah has a chance.
I think BYU does have a shot at this one. They're the underdog, no doubt. They got a shot.
So what happens if you lose?
If I lose,
yeah, we'll talk about it later.
You know what we're going to think about? I'll buy you.
No, I
I'll
don't
buy
want
you lunch at
I don't,
my
no,
favorite
no, no. I
Polynesian
don't
food place.
No.
How's that? Oh, what?
How about you have to go on a colonoscopy treatment for like a week?
Oh my right, gosh! Now you're just saying that because you know I'm going in today for my 56th birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Jason.
For me, the colonoscopy treatment.
All right, this round of rivals is over because it's going downhill.
It's going
fast.
Downhill.
He's Jason Buck.
This is Scott Mitchell.
We are powered by KSL Sports. You can find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast or Twitter at The Rivals Show. Till then, we will catch you soon.